more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkin's Water of Cold Spring.
To Riverside Park and to the bottom of the first we go as Jake Brinker takes the mound for the Cold Spring Rockies. Kurt, as Brinker, his first appearance here in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
It is Jake's first appearance. He's been a starting pitcher for the Rockies for many years. His last game he pitched was a nice game against Sartell when he ended up losing that region final by a score of 3-1.
As Brinker's first offering to Mitch Hendricks in there for a strike. Fun story for you. Mitch Hendricks, leadoff hitter and shortstop for Bemidji, you high school football fans listening back home. As Hendricks laces a single right up the gut to give us our game's first hit. Hendricks was the starting quarterback for the 2011 state runner-up, Class 4A Bemidji Lumberjacks football team, Kurt. And who did they lose to in the prep bowl?
That would be to the Ricori Spartans.
Yeah, that's right. I hope Mitch listens to this someday and we remind him of that. As nothing wrong with silver, Mitch, but our team beat you. There we go. As a leadoff single for Hendricks, as Connor McNallen into the batter's box, as Brinker misses up and into the lefty McNallen. That was a very good, Kirby. The state runner-up in football was good that year, but they had a very good receiver, Kerry Wood. Hendricks, the quarterback of that team, is Brinker missing down and in. Spartans had a good squad that year, too. Nate Meyer, Mac Mueller, Dingman, that defensive line. 1-1 the count. 2-0, the count, as Brinker missing with the first two. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second. It's hit pretty hard. Geislinger goes to second for one. The relay to first is airmailed by New. And trying to get second and getting second will be Connor McNallen on the throwing air by New. Jordan Norton close with that throw, Kurt.
Well, Alex Geislinger does a nice job. He quickly flips that over to Jordan New. Jordan New, I don't think, was going to get the runner at first base. He ends up throwing it way to the right of Duffner. And it ricochets off the front of the dugout. And Duffner, if he would have fielded that cleanly off that ricochet, I think he could have thrown the runner out at second base. He ends up bobbling it, and the guy ends up sliding headfirst into second base.
So it'll be an error on the Rocky shortstop. As Hendricks retired 4-6, as the manager, Cody Rutledge, into the batter's box for Bemidji. He made that catch in center field, battling the sun to end the Rockies' top of the first as he pops the first pitch up. Brady Lynn over for a look near the foul line. He has room. He'll make the catch cap high, wanting to tag and attempting to tag and successfully tagging is Connor McNallen. He makes it all the way to third base and on the flyout right there by Rutledge for out number two.
Well, one thing about these Blue Hawks, they're coming up here swinging. As you've seen, Hendricks takes that first pitch out for a single to start the game. And the number three hitter, Rutledge, there, he takes that first pitch and flies out right to right fielder, Brady Lynn.
So two down, but a runner now at third base as Otto Grimm, the cleanup hitter, into the batter's box for Bemidji. McNallen's over at third. He reached on that air by Jordan New and advanced to third on that pop-out. As this ball hit on the ground towards second, nice hop for Geislinger at second. Flips to first, 4-3 on the put-out of Grimm. You weren't joking, Dad. They're up there hacking. Woodbrinker, are you counting pitches this game?
Unfortunately, I didn't start counting pitches this game like I generally do, but he definitely didn't throw very many there to those four hitters.
Not a lot, yeah. No runs, one hit for Bemidji. There was one Cold Spring error and one runner left on base. We've played one. Zero's the score. On to the second inning coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on Chasm Radio.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Top of the second here at Springfield's Riverside Park. As Kurt, do we have a state champion in Class B?
We do. For the third consecutive year in a row, Chanhassen defeated Moorhead by a score of 4-3. It was a big two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning by leadoff hitter Brandon Arnold to put him ahead 4-3. For the third time in a row, Chanhassen is your Class B state champion.
A three-peat in amateur baseball does not happen all that often, and that's a testament to the stacked team that the Redbirds have compiled. That is a loaded baseball club. So congratulations to Chanhassen and, of course, Moorhead as Kluzacek leads things off for Cold Spring. Nick back into the lineup after not being in the lineup on Friday night. He looks at a strike and now fouls one away. Kluzacek in a hole at 0-2. Turner Storm on the mound for Bemidji. 0-2 pitch, missing down and away. Nice pick back there by Caleb Manicky. There's no one on base, but still. That was a nice play. 1-2 the count. Cold Spring. It'll be Kluzacek, Kaltoff, and Distel this inning as that pitch is waved at and barely getting a piece of that one right there is Kluzacek. Just trying to do anything he can to get lumber on it, and that's what he did right there. Moves our count to 1-2. Winner of this game will play right after at 6 o'clock. They will take on the Fairmont Martins in the state semifinal. As the 1-2 pitch, that's off the plate. Evens our count up at 2-2 to Kluzacek. As the 2-2 offering, that is popped up, fouling out of play. Keeping our count at 2-2. As the wind starts to howl a little bit, blowing straight in. We saw it straight out the last time we were here, Kurt, and it's straight in. This time, as the 2-2 pitch hit on the ground towards short. Hendricks up with it deep in the hole. Throw across the diamond in time. Okay, Mitch Hendricks. That was a whale of a play, Kurt.
Well, we understand he was the quarterback back when they lost to the Recorders in 2011, and we've seen what kind of arm he had right there. He fielded that ball back behind the third baseman, and he goes and puts enough on it to throw out Kluzacek by a step and a half at first base.
Kluzacek does run okay. Has a nice play right there from Mitch Hendricks. One down, Calvin Kaltoff into the batter's box for Cold Spring. Kaltoff in the seventh spot of the Rocky order as he looks at a first pitch ball from the pitcher Turner Storm. 1-0 the count is Storm right back. Right-hander's 1-0 offering to Kaltoff is fouled into the Rocky dugout and fielded nicely and thrown back out to the mound by someone in the Rocky dugout, but he skipped the throw, so the Rockies will be giving him grief on that. Did you see who fielded that?
I think it was Colin Eskew, but I'm not positive.
Okay. 1-1 the count to Kaltoff. As Storm's 1-1 pitch, and that'll hit Kaltoff. As Heater got him right on the old left shoulder right there, and Kaltoff aboard with one away for Cold Spring.
Well, it was funny. He threw that one behind him, and he tried actually moving forward to get out of the way of that one. He still ended up getting hit. We've seen him throw a couple pitches behind the guys because he threw one behind Tyler Geislinger, too.
So one on, one out, Sam Distel into the batter's box. As Distel, designated hitter for Cold Spring. Rockies, if you have to have a hit, but they do have some base runners as a first pitch strike from Turner Storm. Pitch in there for a strike. Scoreless ball game here in the top of the second. Fourth round of the state amateur baseball tournament, or the quarterfinals, whichever way you want to call it. Storm ready is one strike pitch to Distel, right back to Storm, who knocks it down. He won't have time to go to second base after the ball deflecting, so he just flips it to his first baseman, Basil Zulke, to retire Distel 1-3 for out number two.
He does a nice job of knocking Hopper right back to him down, gives him enough time to pick it up, looked at second base, realized there's no way he had a play there to get Kultoff, quickly throws over to first base to get the second out.
So two away, and ninth hitter Brady Lynn into the batter's box for Cold Spring. Chance to knock in the first run of the game with Kultoff at second base as the first offering to Lynn is cut on and missed. Brady kind of fighting it in the state tournament thus far, Kurt. He was hitless on Friday night.
Yeah, in the first three games, Brady's only had one hit so far out of the nine hole for the Rockies.
Had some nice defensive plays. Young man, just going to be a senior for the Ricori Spartans as he hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielded by Connor McNallen. McNallen flips to first baseman Zulke. 4-3 retires Lynn for out number three, and that does it for Cold Spring in the second. They get a man aboard, but they can't get him in. No runs on no hits. There was no Bemidji errors and one runner left on base. 1.5, 0-0 our score between Cold Spring and the Bemidji Blue Ox. On to the bottom of the second coming up. In 1 minute, you're listening to Cold Spring Rocky State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
Dan Zimmerman here again, the old member in the Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman firm. Boy, things sure have changed around here since 1981 when I first started. We didn't have computers on our desks, just old tape recorders for dictation, legal pads, and number two pencils. Now I've got electronic stuff everywhere in my office, and the firm even bought me a flip phone. One thing that has not changed around here is our dedication to our clients and our attention to detail when representing them with simple or complex legal matter. Give us a call when you need a law firm working for you.
Back to Riverside Park in Springfield as to the bottom of the second we go. Scoreless ball game thus far. Each of these teams trying to fight their way into the state semifinal. Games going on at noon 3 and 6 here in Springfield. Noon 3 and 6 in Milroy as well as the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning to Turner Storm is smashed foul. I mean, let's just say Brinker threw 10 pitches that inning in the first inning, Kurt. These guys are just coming right after it. As if he's putting it in there, they're hacking at it. As Brinker comes right back, his one-strike offering to Storm, that is missing outside, evens it up at 1-1.
Yeah, they definitely don't get cheated. They go up there swinging, and, you know, if you look back, they've scored a few runs in the state tournament. That's probably why they do.
1-1 pitch missing up and away. Now 2-1. Brinker, the Rockies, number two all year. Pretty darn good, number two as well as the 2-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards third. Jonas has the ball go right between his legs and into left field. An error on the Rocky third baseman and the leadoff man on for Bemidji here in the second.
Not what you want to do to the first batter to give him a spot like that to get on easy like that. That was a medium hit ball to Jonas right there. Looked like he was going to try to field it on a little bit of a hop, and the thing stayed right down on the ground, went right through his legs for a big error by the Rocky third baseman.
So Colin Rutledge to the plate. See what the Blue Ox have in store here. If they're going to try to move the runner over as Rutledge looks at a first pitch ball. So there's Cody Rutledge in center, Colin Rutledge in right, and Brady Rutledge at third. 1-0 the count, no indication of a bunt as that pitch mix misses down and away. 2-0 the count. Storm's the pitcher. He's aboard at first. 2-0 as Brinker comes home. His 2-0 pitch that's on the corner for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1. The count. Scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the second. It's a single elimination tournament. You lose this one, you're done. You win, you make your way into the state semifinals. as 2-1 the count. Rutledge to be followed by Caleb Manicky on deck. As the 2-1 pitch missing high, now 3-1, Kurt, as Brinker not, what do we think, how am I going to say this? He's not in love with his control right now. He's a little bit off, and you can tell as he kind of snaps that glove when he gets the ball back from Kaltoff. As this pitch is tapped up the middle, Geislinger right by second will flip to second for one, and they get the lead runner, Turner Storm. Hit way too slow to turn two there, and Colt Spring wisely gets the lead runner, Kurt.
It was just a nice play by Alex Geislinger to get one, because as slow a hit as that ball was, I was afraid we probably weren't going to get anybody, but he was real close to Jordan at that spot that he could just flip it over to him quick to just get that runner, to get the lead runner there for the Rockies.
So Storm retired 4-6. Caleb Manicky to the plate for Bemidji. As at first now, it is Colin Rutledge as he looks at a first pitch ball off the corner. Cold Spring in their black uniforms here this evening. The Nike tops. They got the gray pants. Almost look like the Chicago White Sox pants, basically. Gray pants with a black and white stripe thicker down the side. As the 1-0 pitch, that misses down again. Brinker had that quick first inning. Kurt laboring a little bit here in the second. Is having a tough time getting ahead of these Blue Ox hitters. That's 2-0 the count. Brinker's 2-0 pitch, that's smashed right off of Brinker's knee, and it will roll into short left field. Jonas fields the ball. Everybody's going to be safe. And now the worry goes to Brinker, Kurt, as that ball got on him quick and got him in the lower half.
Well, you said it there when it got on him quick. That was a line drive right at him, went right off his knee in between the shortstop and third baseman, ended up going all the way on the grass that Jonas had to go retrieve it. So you know how hard hit that ball was in order to go do that, and not what the Rockies wanted to see have happen to their starting pitcher today, but hopefully, you know, Jake, he's an old tough boy. Let's see what he can do.
It's an act of attrition, basically, to win four games in the weekend, to win the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. You need your pitchers to go a game, and sometimes, in some instances, Kurt, a game and change. And if your number two pitcher only gets you four outs, that's going to make it a pretty tough road to hoe. Jake did not go down ever. He's walked it off thus far. He stretched his leg a little bit. Now I think he's going to try to hurl a couple as, I mean, off of his knee and bouncing on a couple hops with enough heat on it to get into short left field, Kurt. That ball was, you know, exit velocity is the big talk in Major League Baseball. That thing was scolded as his first warm-up pitch is right down the middle. So this will be Brinker's game yet, it appears.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't affect his control or anything when he comes back pitching here, but he looks like he's okay after those two warm-up pitches.
As Brinker gives the thumbs up, Tom Ficker retreats to the dugout. We did see Andy Aller make his way down to the bullpen. As Aller just did get down there, he will, I don't know if he's going to heat it up or what, but. So runners end up at first and second after the single right there. Second hit of the afternoon for Bemidji. Manicky's aboard at first. At second, it's Colin Rutledge as Basil Zulke into the batter's box. As the first pitch, he hits in the air. Lynn goes back. Brady near the line. He won't get it. It will two-hop the fence, stopping at third. No, now being waved at third. The throw coming back into the infield, and it is a RBI double for Basil Zulke. Colin Rutledge, Kurt, must have been deked by Lynn or did not get a very good read, because by the time Lynn got to the ball, he wasn't even to third base yet, but Rutledge with some good speed comes all the way around to score, and it's a 1-0 Bemidji lead.
Well, he definitely pounced right on that one. I don't know why Brady Lynn was playing as shallow as he was with a big left-handed hitter up at the plate at that time, because off the bat, that ball should have been caught. I mean, granted, he didn't get over to him, but when you're playing in that shallow to a big left-handed hitter like that, and he goes and hits it over your head like that, big double for the Blue Ox.
A bunt up the first line here, a little safety squeeze. That's that move worked for the Rockies on Friday night against Isanti. That ball is bunted foul up the first base line by Brady Rutledge. Still just one out with runners at second and third. Rocky corner infielders are in. Geislinger playing way back at second as this pitch is in there for a strike, as potentially a squeeze coming once again right there, but pulling back was Brady Rutledge. 0-2 the count. Rutledge looking to try, looking to get in Caleb Manicky. New at medium depth at short. Geislinger all the way back at second as this pitch is tapped up the third baseline, and that will twist foul. Count will remain at 0-2. It'll be an unearned run as all this started with an error on the Rocky third baseman, David Jonas. Went air, fielder's choice, single, double. The Blue Ox are still cooking here in the second as they take the early 1-0 lead. As Brinker would love a punch out right here for out number two. The lefty set, he'll come home. 0-2 pitch, that missing low to Brady Rutledge. Moves our count to 1-2. Hurt now Duffner all the way back at first base. So they're basically conceding a run, are the Rockies. As the 1-2 pitch, that's missing down and away. Now 2-2.
That is a little surprising because we've seen so far in the state tournament that nobody concedes a run early in the game even. They try to cut down a run any chance you get.
2-2 the count as Brinker's 2-2 pitch. That is missing high and fills it up at 3-2. And the lineup turns over to Mitch Hendricks, who laced a single his first time up. He's the leadoff man on deck. Brinker got up at 0-2. Fills it up now at 3-2. Payoff pitch to Rutledge is fouled into the netting, and the count will stay put at 3-2. Brady Rutledge, the third baseman for Bemidji, trying to clutch up here. Brinker set his 3-2 pitch. Low ball four, and he's walked him loaded.
Well, so far in the ballgame, Jake Brinker hasn't had the best mannerism out there. He kind of slaps his glove back at the catcher when the catcher is throwing the ball back to him because he's not real happy with his control, and you can see that by the way he's got the bases loaded here with still nobody out, one out in the bottom of the second inning.
So now the middle infielders can play for a double play ball. Duffner's going to play in front of the bag at first. Jonas even with the bag at third as Hendricks laced the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Back up the middle for a single. First offering from Brinker. That's in there for a strike, and Hendricks taking the whole way with the walk being issued to the nine-hitter right before that. 0-1 the count to the Bemidji shortstop. One run in already for Bemidji here in the second. They're looking to add more as the one-strike pitch missing down in the zone. Evens our count up at 1-1. Geislinger playing shallow in center. Lynn a little deeper in right. Straight up and left is Kluzacek. Brinker's 1-1 to Hendricks. That is missing down. Now 2-1. As a little command issues all of a sudden. Once again from Jake Brinker. 2-1 the count. Blue Ox got him loaded here in the second. 2-1 pitch. That is just off the plate. Now 3-1. And he's got nowhere to put Hendricks. Aller has ceased throwing in the Rocky bullpen, so the game will be Brinker's for the foreseeable future. As the lefty set, 3-1 pitch to Hendricks is hit on the ground towards second. Geislinger to second for one. News relay to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Had him right where he wanted, Kurt Hemish, on that 3-1 pitch.
Well, he did because that was actually a really hard play for Alex Geislinger. That ball went through the legs of the umpire standing in front of Alex Geislinger at second base. He was able to field that, quickly flip it over to Jordan New, who relayed a strike to first base for a big double play.
Rockies get out of some hot water with the pitcher's best friend, the old 4-6-3. Bemidji strikes first, though, here in the second, scoring one run on two hits, one big Rocky air, and two runners left on base. Two in the books, 1-0 in favor of Bemidji. We're back with the third inning coming up in 1 minute. Rocky Baseball on your Sunday on KASM.
Conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke, so we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Top third here at Riverside Park in Springfield. Top third, top of the order for Cold Spring. It'll be Tyler Geislinger, Jordan New, Dave Jonas due up as the first offering to Geislinger from Turner Storm, pitching with the lead for the first time today. That is in there for a strike to Geislinger. Tyler bounced out to third baseman Brady Rutledge, his first at-bat to lead off our ball game. As the next pitch is squibbed in front of home plate, it'll be fielded by Storm. He flips to first and easily retiring Geislinger 1-3 for a quick out number one. Kirk, that double play to get the Rock Shop out of Dodge in the second. We'll probably look back on that one later in the game if this was a close one.
Yeah, because off the bat, as hard as he hit that, you were afraid he had another single right up the middle like he did his first time. But luckily, it was right at Alex Geislinger, who did a nice job of starting that double play.
So one out, Jordan New to the plate. As New, 0-for-1 on the day. The Rockies hitless thus far in their first 10 at-bats as the first offering missing up and away for a ball right there. This kid, this Turner Storm, Kurt, he's had pretty good control, but that's now the third ball that's just been airmailed everything and ended up into the netting at the backstop. As Storm comes right back, his 1-0 delivery. That is cut on and missed by Newsy trying to tie this thing up. Short down the lines here in, or down the right field line, excuse me, here in Springfield. Just 318 down the line. Got to hit them to get them pretty much everywhere else after that as the 1-1 pitch missing up and away. 318 down the line. It makes its way to about 370 in right center. Goes 452 in dead center field here in Springfield. Makes its way in left center to 395. And then down the left field line, still pretty deep, 342. So it's a big ballpark, but the lefties can pick on it down the right field line as that pitch fouled away by New. 2-2 the count. 2-2. As that pitch is popped up, Rutledge should have a play. He's near the third base coaching box, and ooh, he makes the catch, Kurt, but it must have popped out of his glove, and then he trapped it against his body because he basically pulled it off of his jersey to catch that ball to retire New.
Well, he did. It's one of them. He must be looking up right into the sun at that time, and he wasn't guarding the sun with his other hand or his glove or anything at that time, but he does end up making the catch. Little trickery.
So two quick ones for Cold Spring, and David Jonas into the batter's box as the first pitch to Jonas is in there for a strike. David was walked on four pitches, his first plate appearance back in the first inning. It's 1-0 in favor of Bemidji. They notch the scoreboard first, last inning in the bottom of the second. As that pitch is laced on the ground, Hendricks fields the high hop, spins towards center field, then comes back and puts it right on the money to Basil Zolke. That kid can play at shortstop, huh?
Well, he did because he actually fields that ball and he turns himself around with one step onto the grass over there and just throws a strike over to first base. You can tell he was a quarterback in football.
Cold Spring is retired in order here in the third. No runs, no hits, no Bemidji errors, and nobody left on base. 2.5. It is 1-0 in favor of Bemidji against Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the third. That's coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The average human will sleep for a total of 26 years, plus we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered, from the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
It'll be Connor McNallen, Cody Rutledge, and Otto Grimm due up for Bemidji here in the bottom of the third as they look to tack on to their early 1-0 lead over the Cold Spring Rockies in the state quarterfinals of the Minnesota State Amateur Baseball Tournament, Class C style, in 2020. As a swing and a miss right there for McNallen, the one strike pitch will hit him right on the elbow guard. Kurt, they wear those things, so it doesn't hurt for 2.5 weeks while you're sitting at work at the office, and He's lucky he had that one on right there. That would have stung if he didn't have that gear.
Well, that it would, but he didn't even make an attempt to get all the way on that one, so he was going to make sure he got on base any way he could.
So the leader on and the three-hitter into the batter's box, it's Cody Rutledge. As Rutledge flew out to right fielder Brady Lynn his first time up as the first offering to Rutledge, hit on the ground towards short, and that's right through the legs of Jordan New. We saw a ball get between the wickets of David Jonas in the second inning, and a tailor-made double play ball is squandered right there as it gets underneath the glove of New at short, first and second, nobody out.
Well, unfortunately, last Sunday when the Rockies were playing here, they didn't have a very good day defensively either when they had four errors. And so far they have three errors here so far in just over two innings.
So first and second, nobody out as Otto Grimm into the batter's box as Brinker first offering to Grimm, missing down for a ball. He had a tough second inning, did Brinker, allowing the one run. He's got some pitching to do here in the third to keep this a 1-0 game. As the 1-0 pitch to Grimm, that is popped up. That's what he's looking for right there. As New out, Skluzacek in. It'll be Jordan New in foul territory, diving. And that ball is going to drop foul as the wind playing some tricks on the Rocky shortstop. He started with some staggering steps, Kurt. Seemed like he had it measured. And after that, he took off running and sprinting, and the ball drops.
Well, he ends up about 15 to 17 feet in foul territory over there. It looked like he was measured underneath it all the way as he was going back for that one, but the wind just kept taking a little bit back in and a little bit more away from him and just comes up short.
So new life for the cleanup hitter, Otto Grimm. Runners retreat to first and second once again. There's still nobody out here in the third as that pitch is hit in the air to left center field. Geislinger over to make the catch on the run. No trouble with the wind or the sun right there for Ty Guy, and a big out number one right there, Kurt, as you get the first two men on. You just got to start getting outs whenever you can get them to try to minimize here.
Well, Tyler did a nice job of reading that ball off the bat right away. He runs well. He's got a lot of speed in center field. And he had his eye on that one all the way, running that down in left center.
So Turner Storm into the batter's box. He started last inning in the second, hitting that ball to Jonas at third. Here's a ball hit to short. New will go to third to get the lead runner. Wise play right there for Jordan New. As Connor McNallen is retired 6-5, probably a hit too slow, Kurt, to turn two, so New gets the lead runner.
Well, it was, and it took him about a step towards third base, and when it takes you that direction, you know you can go get that lead runner over there, you go ahead and do that, because, like you said, there's no way you were going to turn two on that one.
So two down now. Brinker a pitch away from getting out of the third inning here. As this pitch hit in the air? There's the pitch he needed. Geislinger's got plenty of room in center as Rutledge punches it right to him. Tyler makes the catch. Out number three, first and second with nobody out, and Bemidji comes up empty in the third. No runs on no hits. There was another Rocky error and two runners left on base. We've played three. It's 1-0 in favor of the Blue Ox, who hail from Bemidji. On to the fourth inning, coming up in 1 minute. It's Rocky Baseball right here on KASM.
Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
To the fourth we go. I have some hellos to say. Got to say what's up to Blaine Ottman, power washing his house in Cold Spring. My day's better than yours, Blaine. Got to say hello to Craig Ehrlichman, who is driving back from Milroy. Craig was umping the St. Patrick Bluffton game as hello, Craig, drive safely. As we're on to the top of the fourth inning, it is Austin Duffner, Alex Geislinger, and Nick Skluzacek due up for the Rockies, trailing by one. First offering from Turner Storm, missing for a ball to Duffner. He was walked pretty quickly in the first inning. Those back-to-back walks that Storm had issued. As the 1-0 offering from Sturm to Duffner. That is hit in the air to right field and deep. And Austin Duffner enjoys his time here at Riverside Park. His fourth home run here in the state tournament. And that ties our ball game up at one.
Well, you said it how he enjoys the bat here in Springfield. That one's maybe not quite as far as that one he hit for the second home run last week. But he probably drove that one out by about 40 to 50 feet over the scoreboard in right field, Kirby.
So Duffner gets the Rockies into the hit column and the run column with one swing of the bat. And it's 1-1, and Alex Geislinger into the batter's box. All over that ball was Duffner. Right fielder is Colin Rutledge. He didn't even take a step, Kurt. He just watched her fly.
Well, we were sure it was going to be out here off the bat from back here, and he had a much better view over there. Like you said, he just watched it fly.
As the first offering to Alex Geislinger, missing up for a ball. Second pitch, missing up and in as well. Now 2-0. As the 2-0 pitch smashed into right field by Alex Geislinger, and the Cold Spring Barrels have made their way to the ballpark. It took them three innings to get there, Kurt, but here they are as a home run and a single for the Rockies in the fourth.
Well, it did. It took them till the fourth until they finally got their first base hit, but they've had two big ones so far here in the fourth inning. Hopefully we can keep it going.
Skluzacek into the batter's box for Cold Spring as Turner Storm starting to get touched up a little bit. Alex Geislinger having a nice weekend. Two hits for Cold Spring on Friday night. Another one here today. As the first offering from Storm is bunted foul by Skluzacek as Cold Spring opts to play some small ball there as the pitch bunted foul by Nick. One strike the count to Skluzacek, who bounced out to shortstop Mitch Hendricks, his first time up, back in the second inning. Alex Geislinger leads from first as Turner Storm set at the face and as a pickoff attempt right there. Skluzacek, I always like when they have those pickoffs and bunting situations, Kurt, to watch the top hand. And Nick was moving it towards the barrel as he will be bunting right here. Brady Rutledge thinks so at third base. He's well in front of the bag. Sturm comes home as the pitch bunted up the first base line. That is a foul ball, as letting it go foul right at the end is Basil Zolke, and Skluzacek will have to find a different way to advance Alex Geislinger to second base.
I was a little surprised by the first baseman there because he could have fielded that ball and got an out there, but he didn't want to give up an out to advance the runner to second base. He knew it was going to roll foul, so he left it roll foul.
Yeah, he could have easily got that one fair and easily tagged Skluzacek in doing so, opting to just to let it squib foul. As 0-2 the count, the 0-2 pitch to Skluzacek is swung on and missed as Nick out on strikes for out number one, first strikeout of the afternoon either way right there as Storm sets him down.
Yeah, if Nick unfortunately couldn't get the bunt down and then he wasn't able to catch up to that fastball right there.
So one down as now the wind with a little direction change for us here. As it was blowing straight in, I think it's made its way out to right field right now. As the first pitch to Calvin Kaltoff is skied. This will be a tough play for Cody Rutledge battling the sun. He has his hand up as he does make the catch and makes it look easy for a simple out number two. So after the home run and the single, two consecutive outs for Bemidji hurler Turner Storm and Sam Distel into the batter's box.
Fielder Rutledge does a nice job out there. He puts that non-glove hand up in the air looking like that to protect the sun up there, and you almost think like he's lost it for a second, but he definitely has it all the way on those.
Geislinger still aboard at first as Sturm's first offering to Distel is on the corner for a strike. Cold Spring has tied it here in the fourth inning on the fourth home run of the state tournament by Austin Duffner. There's a man in a bowling alley in Cold Spring who's dubbing him Paul Bunyan. Get it, Dad? They're taking on Bemidji. Blue Ox.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well done, Crocky. As the One strike pitch missing outside. Evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. As Storm's got two away, that 1-1 pitch to Distel missing down and away. 2-1 now. Distel, should he reach, it'll be Brady Lynn for Cold Spring in the fourth inning. Geislinger the lead at first base. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch, that is popped up foul and out of play by Distel. Evens our count up at 2-2. Circling back on the Duffner homer, so there's a softball park behind the right field fence, Kurt, and between the right field fence and the boundary fence on the far side of the field, what would you say that Duffner ball landed about halfway there, it seemed like?
Yep, not quite as far as one last week.
You keep saying that like that's a bad thing.
Oh, I'm just telling you how far he hit that second one last week, because that one was unbelievable when it went over the scoreboard that far.
Just making it seems like you're selling Austin short. Like, yeah, he hit this one, but the one last week was farther. 2-2 the count with two away. And Distel trying to keep the Rocky thread alive here in the fourth inning. As a step off of the mound right now. Two and two the count. Distel flew out to first base his first time up. Turner Storm ready. His 2-2 offering to Distel. Cut on and miss. Second strikeout of the inning puts Distel down and retires the Rockies in the fourth. But they tie it in the fourth on the solo home run by Austin Duffner. One run, two hits for Cold Spring. There were no Bemidji errors and one runner left on base. We've played 3.5. It is 1-1. We are on to the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.